So, Dave, before we get to the New Year's forecast, let's talk about yesterday and the records that fell for that date.
That's right. So yesterday's high temperature in Boston was 12, and that was a record high low temperature. In other words, the temperature never reached the previous low, which was 18 degrees. And the same thing happened in Worcester yesterday. So Worcester's high temperature yesterday did not break their record, which was 15. So definitely had some very cold weather.
As for today, how cold will it get?
So today's temperatures will be a little bit less cold, not much. However, we're going to get generally into the lower teens for this afternoon. So you can figure 15. There's a lot of clouds around, so sort of trading things off. We're losing the sun. We're losing a little wind. We're gaining a little temperature. And temperatures today, no snowfall either, even though it may look threatening at times. The clouds will not produce anything.
Although you are predicting a little bit of snow for tomorrow, right?
That's right. So tomorrow we have a storm system passing to the south. A little bit of snow afternoon time. It will cloud up. Temperature is going to be near 20. It'll feel a little bit better. We get a little bit of snow, so a coating to maybe an inch in Boston. And as you get south, you'll eventually get to 1 to 3 inches as you head to the south coast, the Cape, the islands, not the south shore, but the south coast of Massachusetts. And that's where, you know, you could end up with 3 inches, Nantucket, Martha's Vineyard, places like that. It's going to be a very light, fluffy snow. Literally, you'll be able to push it away with a broom.
Okay. And what about New Year's Eve? How cold will it be for a day of first night festivities? And then will anyone want to be outside at midnight?
That's right. So Sunday, New Year's Eve day, temperature only near 14. New Year's night around midnight, the temperature is going to be probably about 2 degrees. We're going to have a wind. And New Year's Day, the temperature only gets up to 10. So it may actually be a little bit colder than yesterday. We may not have as much wind, but the actual temperature may not get out of the single digits and probably won't for much of the area. Boston may near that 10, 11 degrees, something like that. I have a long range thing I look at, and it has an X and a Y axis, and the Y axis, which has temperature, didn't even get to 32. It doesn't even give me the choice to see 32 degrees in the next 10 days. So this is quite a stretch.
So that was going to be my next question, is when do we finally see any kind of warm up?
Yeah, well, we don't see anything. I mean, I don't see anything reliable for the next week to 10 days that says, yes, we're definitely going to warm up. Now, next Thursday, there's going to be a storm system trying to get close to us. It may miss us again, like the one is really going to miss us tomorrow, basically. And that may get us into the 20s. But I don't see any break in the pattern until perhaps the middle of the month. So that's where we get to. And interestingly enough, December 1917, the winter of 1917, 1918, which was a horrific winter around here, both for weather and flu, it's similar. So we had a similar outbreak of cold like this for a very long 10-day stretch, 100 years ago.
WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thanks.
You're welcome.